I don't think that we're going to get the magical and amazing experience that New York is meant to be.
Runner Kimberly Stedman had her flight booked and was pumped to run her first New York City marathon this weekend, but now she's decided reluctantly to wait until next year.
I don't think that volunteers are going to be able to get to their spots because there's no subways. I don't think that crowds are going to be able to come out and support because they can't really get around.
Runner Joel Feinberg, who owns Universal Soul, a running gear store in Lakeview, says he feels strongly it's more important than ever to go.
If the marathon helps to get people back into the city and sort of, you know, returns things to somewhat normalcy, then I'm happy to support it.
Feinberg says the only thing that might stop him is if his flight can't get out. Regine Schlesinger, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.